don't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Friday, May 16th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Apologize again for the technology. We are going to get it figured out, and we will get it fixed for next week's history lesson, I promise. One way or another. Between Jonathan Deek, the computer geek, and Devin Lawrence, we'll get this figured out, and we will be prepared. One thing I want to mention, and it's pretty interesting, is we were discussing with Pastor Chatfield, him, of course, being a skeptic of what Donald Trump's doing in the Middle East with these foreign countries. I'm a lot more optimistic because I see something developing here that could be historic, world-changing. And it's almost like the one-world globalists in their efforts to do what they did under the establishment neocons, the one-world globalists, the George W. Bushes and H.W. Bushes of the world, the Clintons, Bill Gates, all these other people. Trump's doing it a different way. Trump is doing it where their money, their riches that they have been able to get from selling, finding and discovering and selling their oil, making them very wealthy countries. I don't know if you guys have been watching these news reports, but Brett Baer this week on Special Report, Fox News Channel, has been doing a great job of showing the infrastructure of these desert, unbelievable, desolate locations and what they have been able to accomplish, what they've been able to build. Just truly amazing. And it has taken a ton of money. Where'd they get the money? From us. OPEC, the oil producing nations of the Middle East, standing together as a group, producing their oil, putting it into the open market, and us consuming it. If you go back to when we weren't energy independent, the only time we really truly were in my lifetime, I believe, is when Donald Trump was president the first time. Starting in January of 2017 through January of 2021. Prices were down, surplus was up. We had a complete full reserve of the country's oil reserve was full. And it was absolutely, truly energy independence. Then under Biden, it all went away. Depleted the reserve, prices went back up, and we started consuming more foreign oil, restricting the drilling and everything here in our country. Trump is saying, you know what? It's time. All of the profits you've made off of America, you need to put back into America. Without saying it, he kind of implied, you owe us. And these investments, I'm again looking very much forward to the final report card tonight. Brett Baer at 6 o'clock. Going to be a very interesting show. I highly recommend you watch it. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Thank you.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three. Having some technical difficulties here getting Tristan Cole into the show. Hopefully he can hear us now. Good morning, sir. Can you hear me? Oh, boy. There we go. Okay, this is the right contact. Ah, okay, very good. Let me try that one. Okay. Different contact form. That's why. Okay, he was operating under a different one. Let's try this one here. Let's see if this one works. Okay. Hey, Tristan, can you hear me? Okay, let me add you in through the boom box. We're having technical difficulties with Teams this morning, but I got you on my cell phone, so let me add it in that way, and hopefully we'll get this connected and be able to have our conversation here this morning. Joining us on the line right now is Tristan Cole, my Farm Bureau insurance agent over in Bel Air, and we got some things we want to talk to you guys about, so let's see if we can get this connected here. Tristan, are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah, we got you, brother. Good, good, good. So what's on your mind this morning over there in beautiful Bel Air, Michigan?
Well, I just went through the driving test portion of driver's training for our youngest daughter, and she passed with flying colors, only missing 8 out of 25. She could get 25 things wrong, and she only got 8 of them wrong. So we've got a new driver in the family.
Oh, aren't you happy right now?
Yeah, it actually is going to be a huge help because we were running her to 2 different jobs and all over the place. And this is really good. And I posted on social media, I don't know what made her more nervous, if she was riding with her dad, her insurance agent, and her instructor.
All at the same time, right? I love it. I love it.
So, but what it made me think about, Randy, was as I'm, you know, Ruby's driving us down to her test, and then we're driving around with the instructor, the tester, if you will, who was a fantastic lady. He's done a couple of the girls, and it was in Kalkaska. And then driving back, you know, talking through as a truck driver what I'm looking at driving down the road and how dangerous it is to be on the road as a young driver.
Sure.
And what it made me think about was, you know, life insurance on young people. You know, there's been some tragic accidents lately, and it's on my mind. Have I asked you about life insurance? Have you ever had a question about life insurance? A lot of people don't know how to get life insurance. Who do they call? And I just put it out there that I'm a place that they can start to ask questions. And can be kind of awkward to talk about death, especially with young people, but it happens every day. And we know that no one gets out of this world alive, and that at some point in time, hopefully we know Jesus, but you are going to pass away. And what are you going to leave your family? A mountain of debt? Scraping and scrapping the ability to pay for a funeral and last expenses? Or are you going to leave a lasting legacy of life insurance where you may be able to pay for college or a home or set someone up for future retirement?
Well, not only that, but you mentioned the young people. And this is something that I've shared my personal story. Had a $1 million policy whole life when I was, you know, in high school, 18, I just turned 18, and let it lapse when I went to college, and messed up, because, you know, today I'd have in excess of $1 million cash value, way over that amount, and still being alive, being able to borrow against it. I could, you know, take a car loan and pay myself back. There's so many benefits to it. But you mentioned your daughter. I mean, she's the perfect age to get some life insurance on these kids, especially like you're saying, becoming drivers and heading out on the road. And God forbid they're texting and driving or not paying attention and getting a bad accident. And like you say, how many young people have died that we know about? We all know people in our families.
Yeah. And here's the deal. People think that, you know, either I don't need life insurance or I've got it through work or, you know, I'm invincible or I don't want to leave anything to my family. I've heard it all. Or they say, you know, it's too expensive. Well, look, can you put a price on financial security for your family if something took you out of this world in an hour and you didn't come home from work? Have you done your best to set your family up at least for a period of time in the event of your untimely passing? And it is affordable, and it's most affordable when you're young and healthy. That is the time to lock in your rating with life insurance. Just rated a person last week, okay, 30 years old, for a $100,000 10-year policy for this individual. Now, this person rated really well, very healthy, got the best rating that there is, less than $10
a month. $10
a month. Yes, for a 30-year-old healthy person, and that's a 10-year, $100,000 term policy. Now, it jumped just a few dollars to go to $250,000, and just a few dollars more. All of this was less than $20 a month to go to a 20-year, $250,000 policy that's locked in, that's convertible up to age, you know, to the end of the term or age 65. To permanent or whole life insurance that then you can start overfunding and build that cash value if you choose.
Unbelievable. And see, this is exactly what we're talking about. Young people going to college, incurring a debt. Oh, they've got huge, you know, loans that they're paying, borrowing on for these education. Or maybe they decide they're going to get married and start working in a job or a career that they, you know, got experience in when they were in high school. But yet at the same time, they're buying a house, they're buying cars, they've got all this debt. And do you want to leave somebody with that is the bottom line question.
That's right. So I just pulled up my notes here on this particular individual. So for a 30-year, locking in $250,000 term policy for 30 years. So if this person's 30 years old, it would go till they're age 60. Okay, a lot of life stuff happens between the age of 30 and 60.
Sure.
Less than $18 a month.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Okay, so you go to Starbucks. How much do you spend at Starbucks on a, you know, double latte, super frappe, grande?
yeah.
You know, it's $8 or $9, $10, $11, $12.
Right.
Well, how many times a week are you doing that? Add that up. That's a lot of money. If you just put two of those aside, you've paid for your life insurance policy.
Right, absolutely. Well, this is information I think that a lot of our listeners, maybe being older, but they all have kids, they have grandkids, and this is all information that they need to share with them. And you can handle the whole state of Michigan. We've talked about this many times.
Yeah.
So I want to give out the phone number because this is important, as well as your website, where they can say, hey, kids, you know, I just texted Trucker Randy TC for Tristan Cole, and he sent me the phone number, 231-533-6489, as well as your website, TristanCole.com. Get a hold of this guy. I mean, he got this life insurance policy for this other client of his. It was dirt cheap. You need to talk to him.
Yeah. So here's another one. Maybe you have some money that you're not using right now, okay? And it's just sitting there maybe bouncing around in some CDs. Why not take that money and invest in a single premium life insurance policy that you dump one lump sum on? You still have access to the cash. And if you don't use it, when you pass away at the ripe old age of, you know, 95, you leave that life policy to a beneficiary or multiple beneficiaries tax-free, state and federal. So you can multiply that money and have it sitting there earning some interest and protecting that money moving forward and leaving it to somebody tax-free.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things that a lot of us, we hear about life insurance when we're young. Like you say, they don't fully understand it. They don't know who to contact. But this is something that, you know, the audience can absolutely share this information with the young people in their lives and give them, you know, your website, TristanCole.com, get in touch with you. Now, one thing that I did want to ask you about specifically, because I got a text message, they wanted, again, because I think I got this from the same person, maybe it was somebody else, but they're very much interested in perhaps talking with you about a key person in their business. Can they buy life insurance on one of their employees that if they lost them, their business would basically, you know, go out of business? Is that a possibility?
Yes, it absolutely is a possibility to do that, and I would highly recommend that. The other one where I would recommend it, let's say you're in partners with your brother, and your brother's married and you're married. Do you want to be in business with your brother's spouse if your brother were to pass away? And does your brother want to be in business with your spouse if you should pass away? Do you have life policies in place if one of the partners should pass away in an untimely fashion to buy out the other partner? So there can be monies there through a life policy that funds that, what's called a buy-sell agreement, so that in the effect that a drunk driver, you know, tragically kills somebody, that there is monies there to keep the business going. This is not key man. We talked about that for just a blink there.
Yeah.
But it's a buy-sell, because it made me think of that when we're talking about key man. If your main manager passed away that runs your business, your business is going to take a hit. You can have that life policy there to fund back to the business to make up for that loss.
Got it. And again, you say partnerships where you're going to be, your family, your estate can basically be bought out of the percentage ownership of the business and give it back to the other partner.
Without taking on debt to do that. Because there's a lot of situations where maybe you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 partners. Everyone should have a policy that would then pay for the purchase of their shares in that partnership, so that the partnership can continue without being in that person's family owning that portion. There are some really neat things. And what's cool about me and Farm Bureau Insurance here in Michigan is I have what's called an advanced planning specialist available. And so there's a lot of businesses that have a lot of money and they've got a lot of these policies. I have someone that's all he does is do this type of planning for businesses. And I'm happy to set a meeting up with someone that's interested to handle these things.
Excellent. Well, again, just text me TC. Just text me TC for Tristan Cole. I'll give you the phone number to the office in Bel Air, 231-533-6489, as well as his website is his name. Very simple, TristanCole.com. It takes you directly to his office, and you guys can hook up and share this information with all the young people you know, and hopefully tell them to give this guy a call. He can help them out. So, Tristan, greatly appreciate you, man, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate it. Everybody have a great weekend.
You too, sir. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's